The Thrive Podcast, led by faith to elevate His name, encourage the body of Christ, enrich our families, and serve our brothers and sisters through hard work and with integrity, bringing glory to God. This is how we thrive. And now, your host, Casey Majorca.
And welcome back to the Thrive Podcast. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with Pastor Todd Summer from Faith and Victory Church about the deacon program that we've got going on there. And today's show really made me think these last couple of days, going back over where I've come from and where I am now spiritually. And I'll tell you something, the first thing I started thinking about was testimonies. I've heard testimonies before that I sit there shocked and just like, wow, that is amazing. You know, this person was doing all these horrible things and they gave their life to Jesus. Everything turned around and they're doing fantastic. And then I would sit there and say, wow, you know, mine's boring, I thought. And I think at that point, you know, when I felt that, the Holy Spirit was telling me, boring? Really? Your story is boring? And I'll tell you why I think it's boring. I think it's boring because I started out, you know, I had always gone to church when I was a kid. And, you know, I've known of Jesus a long time. And I really first came to Jesus when I was away from home. And it was amazing. It was genuine. It was just fantastic. And then I slid away, you know, and it wasn't until after we were married for a little bit that we decided, hey, I said, you know, maybe we should need to start going to church. And, you know, after that, we found a great church. We'd listened for a while. Jen got saved and we started getting involved, but then not that much, you know, just a little bit. Came to Faith and Victory, and we were like, wow, this church is different, and I really like it. And we kept going. Again, though, we kind of just were skimming along. We were showing up. We were enjoying the sermons, you know, but we weren't really growing that much, so we thought. But what's really funny is that a lot of seeds were planted throughout that entire journey that led us to a time now where we're in a leadership role. Right around when we were starting the deacon program, you know, we felt this calling, that we felt this conviction that we need to step up and we need to be in the leadership more. And so, you know, we were already in a leadership role, taking on, you know, the finance classes that we teach at Faith and Victory. And we were having people come to us all the time for advice and advice, not just on finances. People were just coming to us. So it was pretty obvious that everybody else thought we should be doing it without saying it. And it finally, the Holy Spirit just whacking us over the head saying, hey, you need to go do this. Okay. Just stop beating around the bush and do it. And so, you know, we did it. And so I always thought this testimony was kind of blah. But what I realized was the fact of the matter is that when God calls you to do something, and when God calls you, when He calls you to Him, that there's nothing boring about that. There's nothing blah about that. It's all awesome. It's all Him. And I'll tell you something. It is something that every day I wake up and I just think to myself, really? This is my life? You've given me all of this? Why? I deserve none of this. And I don't know if that coming to the realization of that is why, but all I know is this: He loves me. He will always take care of me. And so I've got no worries. I've got no fear. And things in this world that keep going bad, I just shrug them off. You know, I mean, it's horrible. Don't get me wrong. And I think we should try to do things about some of the stuff, but I'm not going to sit in a pit of fear about it because I already know I'm taken care of. I already know that God's always going to be there for us. No matter what, that He will take care of us. And so taking the fear away helps so much in anything that you do. And a lot of that goes back to the subject we're going to be talking about, you know, that we had a fear of life is going to be different. I don't have time. I'm not going to be a good leader. All this stemmed from fear, and all of that is the enemy telling us, don't do that because there's all these other things you should. Oh, wait, there's all these other things that are much more fun to do. You want to do these things. But in reality, it's a lot more fun. It's a lot more fulfilling to do the things that God wants you to do. I hope you enjoy this interview and that by the end of it, definitely go to the talk that Pastor Todd's going to be having. And I encourage you to pray, talk to the Holy Spirit about it, and then ultimately, if He calls you to do it, take that leap. And I promise you that in the end of all that, it will be well worth the journey. All right, in the studio tonight, we have Associate Pastor Todd Summer from Faith and Victory Church. Welcome to the Thrive Podcast.
Thank you very much. I'm an avid listener of the Thrive Podcast. I have it on my phone. I listen to it on the website all the time. It's awesome. I love it. So I'm excited to be here.
My fan. I finally found him. Awesome. All right. Definitely, all joking aside, I want to thank everybody who has been listening out there and has given me a lot of feedback. I really appreciate all of that. And we just want to make the show available to I don't know.
Millions.
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 We want to take over the, we want to break the internet with this show. No. All right. So tonight we're going to talk about the upcoming deacon class for 2016. We are now taking applications. Actually, what we're going to be doing is a little bit of a boiler room talk where we're going to be getting it all out there. And so this is kind of the pre-class, the pre-show. And so we got a couple of questions for you. So Pastor Todd's in the hot seat tonight, and we're going to start it out with, what do deacons do?
So Faith and Victory Church, we do deacons different than any other church that I've ever heard of. We kind of go our own way. And so for us, what deacons do is deacons serve the church, and they serve the church leadership. And so deacons are all about promoting what the church needs and promoting what God's needs. And so what that looks like is just on a weekly basis, the leadership of the church puts out needs that they have, whether that be like visiting someone in the hospital or helping someone out or helping run service or filling in for children's ministry or just any number of just odd, weird things that happen around a church of our size, a medium-sized church, that need to be done that, you know, that the pastors can't or are not talented enough to get to, in my case, most of the time. Pastor Matt and I found that we need other leaders that we have within the church that we can rely on that, can help us to lead the ministry forward. And that's what deacons do.
Well, that leads right into the next question. What are some of the requirements to become a deacon? I think you hit it right off the head right there. Number one, be a leader.
Right. So, number one, we want you to have the mentality that you're going into the deacon training with the idea that we're going to train you to be a leader. The other requirement is, we like you to be somewhat familiar with Faith and Victory Church. And so I like to tell people, look, you need to have at least hung around church, Faith and Victory Church for like 6 months ish or so. And you need to, you know, you need to have taken the membership class. You need to have been baptized. And also there's a level of like, you need to have, you need to not be a baby Christian. And so you need to have worked through some of your faith. You need to be somewhat what I would consider to be a more mature Christian. You need to have walked through a few things with God. You need to have wrestled with the Word, and you just need to, not that you have to have everything figured out or that you have to be, you know, completely, you know, put together, but you should be at a level where, you can begin, as a Christian to focus on other people and focus on the church rather than constantly having to worry about yourself, because that's really what the deacon does. The deacon is concerned about the people of the church and the church itself. And so if you're constantly worried about yourself, then the deacon program might be something that you may want to push another year down the road.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things is a lot of these requirements, they're not all born just from Faith and Victory, that this is what the church has decided what they are. A lot of these come straight out of Scripture. And one of the best ways to know what you need, 1 Timothy 3, you know, it talks about bishops, but moreover, in the current context, what we're talking about, deacons, right?
Right. And so the two themes that you find in the Bible when it talks about deacons, and it doesn't have a lot of verses, but as you say, there are a few. And the two themes that always, that it always talks about with deacons is one, that they are tested, and two, that they serve. Deacons, those are the two themes. And so, for our deacon program, what we do is, we take you through a year long class, and that class meets at 8 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And, we make it early on Saturday morning because that's part of the test, right? And we make it a year long because that's part of the test too. We want to make sure that if people want to be deacons within our church, if people want to be leaders within our church, that they have to be able to hang with us over a period of time. And, you know, after a year long, I can be pretty annoying. So if you make it through a year, a long class with me, then you're there, like you've passed the test.
And let me tell you right there, the word of the day, sacrifice. having gone through the grueling 1 year long training / testing as a deacon, I came out the other side and, you know, seriously, all joking aside, I'm going to tell you, Saturday at 8, that's early for me, man. I am not a morning riser. Couple that with trying to collect two kids at the same time and get them there. It's not easy, okay? It's something you got to want. It's something you got to almost have a calling for. But I'll tell you something. Having gone through it, I have never been closer to God. I have grown so much, due mostly in part to been going through the class and coming out the other side equipped, as well as feeling 100% prepared to just take on whatever I need to. And it's been a lot of fun. It's something I really enjoy, being able to quietly step in the background and say, oh, I can just do that real quick. Or, you know, a lot of people don't understand that it takes a lot to run a church. And, you know, everybody sees the flash up front, which is, that's not what it is, but that I'm going to call it that right now, right? You got your flashy, good-looking pastor up front. That one was for you, Pastor Matt. You got great rock and music, right? But that all is a collaborative effort of a lot of people.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, the model by which Faith and Victory Church, I believe, if you'll excuse the pun, thrives.
Nice.
The model by which we thrive is that we empower the people of our church to do ministry. That is the model. That is the bedrock model of what Pastor Matt instilled from day one. We empower people to do ministry. And so if we're going to empower people to do ministry, we need to make sure that they are both sound biblically, that what they're leading and how they're leading lines up with the Bible, and also that they're lined up with the leadership of Faith and Victory Church, because at Faith and Victory Church, we do things a certain way. And aside from things that are set down in the Bible, our leadership has a certain style. And because we want to be unified, as a certain sermon recently yes. talked about, we want to be unified. We need to go the way that the leadership goes. And I'm no exception to that, right? I'm an associate pastor at this church. And not everything that Pastor Matt does is the way that I would do it. But when it comes down to it, I do things, most of the time the way he wants to do it, because he's leading me and he's leading this church. And so, I put aside my own way of doing things and my own way of sorting things out. And we roll the way that he's doing it, because he has the plan and he's the one, that is accountable to God for the way that this church goes. And so what we want to do, for our deacon leaders is we want to raise them up. We want to teach them to be leaders, and then we want to set them free, to do ministry and to minister to the people of Faith and Victory Church. Also, while, helping prop up, the leadership of the church with any of the details that need to get done in between.
Yes. So next I want to go into why should I become a deacon? That's the question burning on everybody's mind right now. Why should I become a deacon?
I think the main right reasons for becoming a deacon is that, like, that you love this church so much that you're like, I want to be in 100% on this church. I want to make my life a part of this church, and I will do whatever it takes to make this church move forward and propel the word of God, basically to the world, right? That's the goal of this church. We want to spread the gospel to the world, and specifically to the people of Auburn. And so if you're like, I don't have a specific ministry that I'm tied to. I don't have a specific thing that I'm like clamped onto. I just want to help this church, and I want to do whatever it takes to be involved in that.
Well, that then begs the question, 180 degrees, what are some of the wrong reasons to become a deacon?
Right. I think the wrong reasons, sometimes people get caught up with being a deacon that they think that it's somehow going to resolve some of their spiritual or personal issues. And so, like, sometimes people think that, like, well, it's going to, if I become a deacon, then I'm going to learn how to be a better husband. Or if I become a deacon, then I'm going to be more spiritual and I'm going to read my Bible more. Or if I become a deacon, then I'm going to, well, another big one is, if I become a deacon, then I'm going to get to, I'll have the inside track to the pastors and I'll have more say in how the church runs. I can tell you for certain that does not work at all.
No, I'm over here shaking my head going, yeah, that doesn't work.
I would say those are the three big traps of people that, that want to be in the deacon program for the wrong reasons. But the major reason is again, and I said it before, and it just bears repeating, is you need to be at a place where you're ready to give if you're going to be a deacon. You need to be at a place where, not of perfection, but just of a place of, like, I have my spiritual life somewhat together. God and I are moving forward down a path, and I just want more, right? And I don't have huge hurdles, huge gaping holes in my life that need to be fixed. I've already went through that. I've already done my self-examination. I've already kind of fleshed out me and God, right? And I have my faith, and I'm now rock solid. And so now I want to help others. I want to influence and impact and lead this church in such a way that it will influence others for the glory of God. And I can do that through the deacon program. I can do that by having the pastors teach me how I can best lead people and then follow their example and follow their lead on stuff.
That's correct. And you know what? I think it's best summed up straight out of the Bible. 1 Timothy 3:5, for if a man cannot manage his own household, how can he take care of God's church? So maybe the biggest thing you want to bring to the table is, look, obviously none of us are perfect.
Right.
But man, we got the major nuts and bolts all tightened down and ready to go. And we've got our little fringe things that we all have, and that just makes us human.
Right.
And obviously we're always trying to do better, and we're always trying to attain Christ-like perfection. And we know that we're never going to get there. And so as long as you're working towards it, and again, you got the big stuff taken care of, absolutely. If I had any other advice to give on this subject, I would also point you towards Pastor Steve Dalton did a sermon back on October 15th, The Calling That Leads to Your Calling. And that was a great sermon that had a lot of great tips for exactly these questions of what it is to serve in the church and what it is to serve God.
Absolutely. And the thing is like, deacons and pastors are very similar in the fact that, like, we both lay down our lives for this church, right? And Pastor Steve is a great example of that, right? He's an 80-year-old man that could be retired, kicking back, you know, not doing anything, but he's out here at Faith and Victory Church, and he is bringing the fire on Wednesday nights, and he leads a prayer group, and, like, you know, he's not letting it die, right? He is moving forward with the cause, and he is waging war with the Holy Spirit and with the gospel right alongside the rest of us. And so I would point to him as an example of what it would be like, or what you should inspire to be like as a deacon.
Which is true. When you listen to the sermon too, he talks about serving down in the children's ministry, which is like the last thing he wants to do. But you know what? he does it to serve God because there was a need there. And you know, saying it that way, it's kind of fun to laugh at. But in reality, there's all things that we don't want to do. It's not our want. But you know what? Sometimes you got to pick up the shovel and you got to go do some work. And that, and I guess I'm, you know, pretty, why don't you just listen to the sermon? Cause here I go, I'm about to just preach it right now. So we got a couple events coming up. So I want you to talk a little bit about the first one, which is the Boiler Room Talk.
Right. So the Boiler Room Talk is the, beginning meeting. And so that's the very first time I get everybody that's interested in becoming a deacon into one room. And then I basically try to talk you out of being a deacon or try to scare you out of being a deacon. Just because I want to make sure that everyone that wants to be a deacon is there for the right reasons and is there, because God called them to be a deacon and because they truly want to serve the church. And, I'm not a person that, minces words. I love the deacon program. I love the way that our deacons serve and our deacons, affect the church and our deacons lead the church. And I just want to make sure that our new crop of deacon class, lives up to those expectations.
And then the second one is that we're going to be graduating the 2015 deacon class on December 27th during both services.
Right. So these wonderful guys and gals have suffered through the year-long process and me hounding them and Pastor Matt beating on them in meetings and us calling them in the middle of the night and the whole gambit, right? They've done the whole year and they've made it through the process. And so now we're going to ordinate them as deacons, as licensed ministers of Faith and Victory Church. And it's an awesome moment. It's an awesome moment. It's going to change their lives forever. They're going to stand before the congregation and the congregation is going to see them as leaders and as deacons of this church. And they're never going to be the same again. And it's an exciting time for me.
This has got to be one of the biggest reasons I love this church. We give you four reasons why you shouldn't give money to the church every Sunday. And then we sit here and go, man, you should do the deacon class. But let me give you all these reasons you shouldn't do it. I love that. And I think the reason behind that whole thing is we are, if anything, genuine. We're loving, genuine church. And the idea behind that is, look, we don't want everybody to just stand up there and have a title. We want people to serve God and we want them to get the word out that Jesus is the way, the truth, the light. And we want to make sure that when we get up to heaven, we get that well done, good and faithful servant.
Absolutely. And I'm not a guy with a whip beating people, right? I like being more of a cheerleader. I don't want anybody involved in the deacon program that doesn't want to do it. And we make it hard, because we want it to be impactful. But at the end of the day, if you don't want me pushing you, if you don't want me taking you to uncomfortable places and making you have uncomfortable conversations and making you examine your life and making you dig into scripture and compare that to your life as well, then the deacon class may not be for you, but I can tell you that it is a rewarding, uplifting experience and if God has put you in that place and you feel like you can take the next step to do this thing, then I say go for it.
The few, the humble, the serving, the deacons. Pastor Todd, thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
Pastor Todd's a really fun interviewee. I'll tell you, we had a great time. A lot of that stuff ended up on the cutting room floor, and that'll make for a whole other episode some other day. But anyway, you know, we were having a conversation about the deacon program right before we came out to record, and it's kind of funny because as we look back, you know, you and I were very reluctant at first to get into the deacon program.
Oh, yeah. I know there was some conversations, that's a good word to use, between some of our leadership and ourselves. And we were reluctant, you know, not because we didn't love Faith and Victory Church, not that we didn't love God, but we just were really comfortable where we were. And we didn't feel like we really had the extra time in our life and our schedule to do the things that were going to be required of us. And we were kind of those people that were either all in or we're all out, and our yes is our yes and our no is our no. And so I think we didn't really want to commit to it till we felt like we could really do it. But I remember having that conversation and thinking, I don't know how we're going to do this. We've got two little kids, and what are we going to do, and how are we going to do it? And God just spoke to both of us, I think, and said, you need to do this. You need to grow, you know, and this is going to help you grow. And so I see that, you know, of course, looking back, hindsight's 20/20, but how much we have grown, how much we've grown in our faith, stepping out, trusting God that He was going to provide the time. He was going to provide the energy. He was going to provide what we needed to be able to do the ministry that He wanted us to do.
Yeah, and aside from the church staff off in the corner going, we're going to make you an offer you can't refuse. No, there was a little bit of that, but to tell you the truth, the most of it came from the Holy Spirit after we sat down and started to talk about it. All they did was bring us to the table to even talk and open our hearts to it. The Holy Spirit closed the deal for sure. And I'll tell you something, it's the best thing we ever did. I know for me especially, it's brought me closer to God. And every time I'm doing something that has to do with God, whether it be in the church or even at my job or out just at Home Depot or something, and I see somebody that's hurting and I just have a conversation with them, all of that stuff, just I always feel so much better doing those things than anything else. And so, you know, all those worries, they just disappeared. And I'm so glad that we went through the program.
Yeah, just one more thing on that is that, you know, I'm really grateful, like we talked about, that other people saw that in us, saw us, the deacon, I guess, deacon material, whatever that looks like. But, you know, I think a couple people planted those seeds, people in our leadership, people that had been the deacon program ahead of us that said, you know what, I see that in you. And I think, you know, I think you need to think about, and I think God might be calling you to do that. And so I encourage that. If you have any questions or you're concerned or you want any more information, just to talk with one of the deacons, any one of us would be happy to sit down and visit with you more about it. So,
and that's the Mayorga Minute.
I want to thank everybody for listening. Don't forget to send in those questions at thrivepodcast@gmail.com. Also, take a look. We have a new Facebook page, and go ahead and like our page. We're going to start posting all of our new updates through that page, as well as some new videos that I'm going to be coming up with here in the next couple of weeks, as well as little tidbits, any other articles that I like, books that I've been reading. You're going to find all that good stuff on that page now. It'll keep you up to date with everything that's going on. You'll also get to see some sneak peeks of who's going to be coming into the studio. We'll be posting pictures as we do the recordings, and so you'll kind of get a sneak peek before the episode comes out of who's coming down the line. So that'll be a lot of fun as well. So again, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you have any ideas or questions, drop us that email. You can also send us a message through the Thrive Podcast page or my personal page if you're friends with me on Facebook. Until then, I want you to remember that God wants us to do more than survive. He'd like us to thrive. Have a blessed week.